Again, to repeat, most of the uranium that we dig out of the ground is uranium-238. That's not immediately useful. We can, if we were to hit that with a neutron, get uranium-239, and that will decay to plutonium, and plutonium we could use for fuel. In fact, since there's a lot of uranium-238 in most reactors, you get a lot of plutonium production as a sort of secondary reaction because there are a lot of neutrons around, and you will get consequently a fair amount of plutonium production. You get uranium-238, as I said, it goes to uranium-239, and then will decay to produce plutonium. That plutonium can gain a neutron and fission. And about in a CANDU reactor, about half the energy actually comes from plutonium fissioning. Now we thermalize or slow down those neutrons by using some sort of a scatterer, and it turns out a good scatterer is water. And there's turns out that ordinary water, though, absorbs too many neutrons, so that if you use natural uranium and ordinary water, you can't sustain a reaction. There's just too much loss. So, for one type of reactor, like the pressurized water reactor, they would remove some of the uranium-238 or increase the amount of uranium-235 to make that reaction more likely, and to make up for the losses that are extra absorptions that occur using ordinary water. That's one way of doing it. Another way is to use a better thermalizer or moderator, which is heavy water. Okay? Both work. You can buy both products. I think both are well engineered. There's no sort of a priori reason why you should select one over the other. It's usually because of past experience, availability of technologies, and so on, which determines which you would use.